Well, teachers in Surrey have pretty much had enough. They are demanding change in their classrooms. They're fed up. They're saying that they're, you know, the province not taking this seriously. They've actually sent a pretty highly charged letter to Dr. Bonnie Henry saying that they need to start listening to teachers in Surrey about the reality of their experiences.
And we have one of the people who wrote this letter. It's signed from Julia McCrae, who is the first VP of the Surrey Schools Association. And she joins us on the phone this morning. Julia, in big bold letters, the headline this morning: we are not safe.
That's what we think.
So what prompted you guys to finally come together and write her?
Well, you know, Surrey teachers need a safer workplace. You know, we are very, very dedicated to all the students, and the students may be safer at school than at home, perhaps, but for teachers, it's very unsafe at the workplace. It's very crowded, as you know. Surrey was neglected for a long time by the last government in terms of building new schools. So there's lots and lots and lots of portables, more than 360. And remember that when you put portables on a school, you don't add extra washrooms or cafeteria space or hallways or gymnasiums. You just stick on more classrooms. So there's lots more kids in all the common areas. And our classes are full. You know, so teachers are teaching in rooms of 30 kids, 26 kids, 29 kids, whatever. It varies, but they're full. Some kids are doing online schooling or remote schooling, but the classes that are still in school are full. So from K to 9, they're from kindergarten to grade 9, kids are attending 100% of the time. 10 to 12, they have a morning class where they attend school and the afternoon class where they do it remotely. But in those classrooms that are pretty full, the distancing is impossible. You can't get far enough away from the kids to comply with the health order to stay 2 meters away.
Sure. And you touched on some things in the letter that just really sort of hit home for me, specifically where you talk about, you know, some of the younger kids, you know, they need their nose wiped or, you know, something happens in the learning environment where they just need to be comforted. I mean, I have a 4-year-old daughter, and the thought of her having a teacher that can't, you know, come and, you know, kneel beside her and sort of show her learning. And, you know, if they need to be just like talking through a situation with her privately or like, you know, just aside from a group and stuff. I just feel like if you take that away from teachers, you're losing so much of what you guys do that I feel like is so important.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, you know, think of what a teacher counselor does. You can't take a crying child into the hall to have distance so that you can have a private talk with them. You
know? Right.
It's not the West Wing. You know.
Now, what do you think kind of the issue is here? Do you think it's just people are making these decisions in the government that don't actually know? Do you think it's a bit of neglect? Like, what do you think's at play?
I think that there's a lot of pressure. School boards probably understand correctly that parents want their children to be in school.
Right.
And we agree. You know, it's good to be in school. But there's also pressures because they need to always stay in budget and staff within their budget. So they can, you know, they can't staff extra generously to have smaller classes. And the parents, I guess, don't want their kids to be attending only part of the time. But that might be what's required to provide a safer environment for the workers and for the kids.
We're chatting with Julia McCrae, who is the first VP of the Surrey Teachers Association.
And it seems like one of the things that you guys are really advocating for, it doesn't seem like a huge ask, like a mask mandate. You know, you talk about how this is a really doable thing. It's proven to make a difference. And at least that would show that there's like a step in the right direction, like something that would give you some confidence. But they still seem like hesitant to even do that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the thinking of mask mandates is that if you make it required, then people will be angry and not do it because of their ideological beliefs.
But aren't people already angry because we don't have it?
I don't know. I mean, I can't judge. I think masks are easy to wear. I think most kids can wear them. Teachers know that most kids can wear them. And what needs to happen is most kids need to wear them. And I'll say that in Surrey schools, they are mostly wearing them, especially in secondary. But if it was mandated, it would be more universal and it would be make everyone safer.
What's the best outcome for you with sending this letter?
Oh, well, we've been advocating in all the ways we can think of to try and get a change. You know, we talked to our school board, we talked to the administration of the schools, We talk to the politicians, we talk to the health department, and it feels like chasing squirrels up a tree and down a tree until you find who has the nut, you know?
Right.
Like, we're just trying to do everything, and this is just another thing we're doing. I have a meeting with politicians tomorrow.
Okay.
The same thing.
And do you feel like, you know, I can resonate with that idea of chasing a nut and herding cats, chasing squirrels. Do you feel like there's any give? Like, do you feel like there's a chance that these guys are finally going to get what you guys, the people who are actually the troops on the ground, what you guys are actually saying?
Oh, I hope so. I mean, I think in Fraser Health is, I'm sure, very alarmed at the rate of the infection in the region, and particularly in Surrey schools. And I think it's a combination of factors. You know, we have the virus is the strongest in the Fraser Health, but particularly in Surrey, where the schools are very overcrowded, where many, many people live in multi-generational homes, and many, many people work in industries that are on the front line, like many, many healthcare workers, truck drivers, all kinds of retail workers. They live in Surrey. And so they're both, you know, they might bring it home from their work. I don't know. I mean, there's a number of factors that make it particularly risky in Surrey. And we don't want the schools to also be contributing to that.
Okay, well, we have our hopes are with you that, you know, hopefully we can get this thing at least partially sorted, a mask mandate, like you say, the 50% reduction in class sizes. We're behind you on that. And hopefully people will start to listen. And hopefully, you know, once this vaccine starts rolling out as well, things start looking a little better for you guys. But thanks for taking a moment to talk with us. And we wish you all the best.
Oh, cheers. Thanks very much for the call. I really appreciate it.